hear the click from when you turn off the television. I hear your heartbeat when you climb up the stairs to your bedroom, and I can feel your soft bare feet on the carpet as you walk into your room. The night is particularly tranquil and content when I come to visit you. I try to keep my tread light as I step across the area of branches. The closer you are to me, the more I want to see you. I should know better. I shouldn't be here, but I guess I'm just like any hot-blooded man. I'm weak. I can't stay away. I'm drawn to you. I hold on to whatever is around me, easing my way across so I can see you better. I can smell the perfume you wore today. The wine you were drinking lingers on your lips. My heart pounds in my chest, because one single snag of the branches and I'm done for. You'd know I was here, creeping around, spying on you. I wouldn't come to see you in the day, because you of all people should know that I was made to be hidden, to spy, and to pounce when the moment is right. But that isn't why I'm here tonight. Remember, I wouldn't ever, ever harm you. You waft out from the darkness, stirring from your bedroom window. You're tapping your finger against your chest. You're worried about something, and I know why. The authorities are out looking for me. You know that too. I know you've been tracking my every move. You've been reading and ringing people. I don't know what you've found out, but I want you to stop searching for me. I know you've been keeping an eye on the news, and the press are rife with their stories too. I know what they call me. I don't mind it. Those people aren't aware of my tale, or what my makers did and failed to suppress. I know about that urban legend too. Some say I'm as tall as a house. Others have apparently witnessed me wearing a gas mask when I prey and mutilate my victims. When I've read about it, some of the details make me laugh, and frankly, some of them make me tear up and sob until I can't stand it any longer. Luke, I took something precious from you many years ago. In fact, I stole it. I ripped it from your heart. If things were different, I wish I hadn't done what I did. I could be in that house next to you, loving you, but only if you wanted me to. Though you probably hate me, and I don't blame you at all. And if you don't, you should. But as I contemplate that possibility, if I could turn back the clock and undo what I did, then I wouldn't have met you. You wouldn't know what you know, and neither would I. And we wouldn't have. I tremble as I think about it. That night. Your words. Your skin. Do you remember it? Do you ever think about it when you're in bed by yourself? Do you ever feel me? I'll backtrack. Forget what I just said anyway. I bet you'd be disgusted if you knew where I was. I wish I could just leave it alone, but I can't. I have something to do and I can't ignore it. Something screams from inside the house and you turn your head. You move away from the window and disappear into the darkness. Worry bubbles up from my core. I hope it's not anything that will harm you. Because if something sneering and insidious was there, I'd slash it to shreds. Minutes trickle by and you're not at the window. Where have you gone? Just scream and make a gesture and I'll help you. If something is in there, tell me and I'll get rid of it. Where are you? My heart calms when I hear your presence again. Your heartbeat echoes in my ears. You're calm, but there is another beat with you. You emerge from the darkness again, and I can't breathe as I see it. Perched against your chest, nuzzled by your shoulder as you cradle it so dearly. At the sight of you, and I want to cry. No. No, don't. Pull yourself together. But there it is. I can see it. That little life you hold as a crown of dark hair with ice blue eyes. I wish you didn't have those features. I've never been so scared. I can imagine you laughing at me. Usually I'm what people are frightened of. I'm the entity children will tell stories about at sleepovers when they want to scare their friends. I'm the one people are trying to contact when they touch their Ouija boards. Her cry is little and sickly. She has a fever, and I know you are aware of this. She's been having nightmares too, I can tell. I hope she doesn't dream about me. That will be the last thing I want. You sway slightly, moving from left to right. You hum under your breath, a melody I remember from years ago when you first found me. You touch the back of your hand to her head, closing your eyes tentatively as you sing. You're a wonderful mother, and at that, I feel a pull in my chest. You cradle your daughter. Our daughter. My senses calm as I feel her little cry simmer. She's falling asleep again, and she feels safe with you. She's in the best place she can be. I wish I was there with you right now. You rock her and you stare out of the window. I am there, but you can't see me. I hope you know that I wish I could just stop what I've been doing. I would love to be able to knock on your door and have the courage to do it. But we don't live in that world. Even if it existed, it wouldn't be full of monsters like me or the others we have come across together. If she ever asks whoever her father is or was, or wherever he might be, please just make something up. Say I was a soldier who died serving his country, or that I passed away before she was born from some natural disaster. Please don't tell her what I am or what I've done. I don't want our child growing up hating me, and I don't want her childhood wrecked like mine was. I'm aware she may grow curious in the future. If she ever starts to track me down, you've got to promise me that you will stop her. Don't let her interfere or investigate. She may inherit those skills from you, because you wouldn't have kept all those secrets for all this time. I can tell you've heard new things, more rumours, because when you stand and look out of your window, I see your face shiver with concern and worry. But you must understand, not everything that has been written about me is true. Some of the details the news and the police have mentioned must make you sick, but I'm not responsible for its entirety. I don't think I'm the only one out there, and that's why I don't want her knowing about me. as our baby girl falls asleep on your shoulder. A flame of a smile dances across your lips. Your eyes look out to trees. The trees where I'm hiding, and for a moment your gaze locks with mine. You know I'm here, don't you? What do you know? You stare at me, just for a second, and then your eyes dart down to our child. The innocent beauty is consumed by her dreams. She won't be having any more nightmares, not for tonight anyway. I'm just sorry for her, and for you too, that she has my hair and my colour eyes. Your eyelids start to hover. You must go to sleep. I'll be back. Sometime. I'm not going anywhere. I wouldn't leave you, but if things come to desperate measures, I just hope I don't have to ask for your help. It's just, you're the only one I can turn to. The only one who understands what happened to me. I just don't want things to go wrong for you and our little one. But you still stand there, watching, surveying, almost like you're on guard. I wonder if you know something. The way you're looking out just reminds me of a time when things were different. When you stood before me, your eyes hard and unmoving. When that girl revealed that she wasn't scared of a monster. When she... No, I won't go there. That time is gone now. Those moments are in the stars, unreachable and distant. I remember waking up and finding you gone, and the scent of you was what remained. I now know why you ran away, but I don't understand why you keep digging for answers. You move over to the side of your window and pull the blind down, so you and your child can no longer be seen. All I can see is your silhouette. I feel the footsteps of you putting our daughter to sleep. I hear the switch of the baby monitor and her little whimper as you put her in her cot. I can sense the sweep of your gown falling across your legs. The scent of your breath as you wrap your limbs into the bed covers. I close my eyes for a moment. The hope in my heart wishes your arms were around me. My hunger and desire grows, like the sun in the dawn. I can taste your skin all over again. Hearing your words gasp and pant against my neck. But I can't stay in the past anymore. I'd willingly drown in that moment if I could. I can feel you falling into your dreams. You do it so easily, just like our little girl. I wait for a while until I'm certain you are both at peace. I climb slowly and quietly from the trees and look up at the house. Please stay out of this from now on. I know what you like. Once you get a theory in your head, you'll hunt and seek out until you get answers. Maybe the more monstrous and repulsive news you hear about me, the more you will stay away, for good. I walk across the front garden and start walking away from the house. I like these moments at night. Everyone is asleep and nobody can see. I say a prayer for you and our baby. I love the both of you so very much. Please forget about me. But now and then, maybe when you're alone, remember me.